You know, I always liked the Police as a band, but I never liked Sting as a solo artist. Just a point of fact. Thought I'd share that with you. Welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gerber Show. My next guest, here to talk about Russian strategic intentions, and I'm gonna set that aside for a second, because my next guest is so talented and so smart and so on the ball about anything and everything. I can ask you about anything and everything, and I think I just might do that. Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
I want to ask you about something I was just doing a little bit of research on, and that is, I want you to weigh in on what happened yesterday with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar holding this press conference and talking about what's going on with Israel and so forth. I want you to weigh in on that because I think it's extremely important. It could have a major impact on the election of 2020. First of all, your first reaction. I know we're here to talk about Russia, but we're going to shift gears, Frank.
No problem at all. Look, one of the things that the press doesn't seem to get right in general is who's responsible for the plight of the Palestinians. Let's go all the way back to the beginning in 1947. The United Nations Resolution 181 said that there were to be two states in the Middle East in that section. One was Israel and one was Palestine. The Arabs rejected the UN resolution. Let's flash forward. There were several instances, starting with the 1970s and going right up until today, where the Palestinians were offered up to 99% of everything they wanted. In fact, Ariel Sharon had pulled out every Israeli soldier, every synagogue, every farm, every civilian presence in parts of Gaza. In return for what he asked for was that the Palestinians would start to seriously consider a peaceful relationship with the state of Israel. The Palestinians rejected it. Time and time again, the collection of terrorists and kleptocrats who are in charge of the Palestinian people have prevented peace with Israel. It is they, the Yasser Arafats, the Mahmoud Abbases, that are responsible for the plight of the Palestinian people, not the state of Israel, not the United States, not the United Nations, nor anybody else.
Because they reject time and again reasonable opportunities to have a two-state solution with peace, beginning in 1947, which was rejected, UN 181. I knew if there was anybody that could bring it down to a very understandable few sentences, it was you, Frank, and you did it for me, which I greatly appreciate. Thank you for that. Now, I want to go one step further, because I had a conversation I was sharing with the listeners here moments ago. I had a conversation yesterday with a woman I've known for 25 years. She's in her early 50s, Jewish woman, lifelong Democrat, hardcore Democrat, has never voted for a Republican for president ever, has never voted for a Republican for any federal office ever. Here's some of the things she said to me, Frank. I'm absolutely sickened, and this is in reference to Omar and Tlaib and the rest. I'm rethinking everything. I am embarrassed. It is a deal breaker. And here's the clincher. And again, I've known this woman for years. We don't talk politics. Trump is the best friend the Jewish people have right now. In fact, he's the only friend they have right now. I think that this will have an incredibly important impact on 2020. Your thoughts?
I agree. The Jewish population in the United States is not particularly large, but it is concentrated in several very important states in terms of electoral votes.
That's right.
Look, this is not just about Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. There has been, and again, the media has tried to scuff this under the rug, there has been a distinct anti-Semitic trend within the Democratic Party, as anti-Semitism has always been a part of the left, and the left is now a significant part of the Democratic Party. Let's talk about the former vice chair of the Democratic Party, Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison was clearly anti-Semitic. By the way, he's now the Attorney General of Minnesota, which is a rather frightening thing. Same state, by the way, where Rashida Tlaib comes from. If you look at the record of the Obama administration, for 8 years we have not had a more anti-Israel president than Barack Obama. You contrast that with what President Trump has done. President Trump has restored the damage done to Israel by the Obama administration. He has basically brought Israel back into a solid friendship with the United States. It is baffling to me how any voter who is either Jewish or cares about the horror of anti-Semitism could ever vote for a Democrat in 2020.
And in fact, This woman I spoke to, who shall remain nameless because I wouldn't do that to her, says she would vote for Trump. And she goes, I can't believe I'm even saying that. I mean, she hated Trump. She was totally anti-Trump. Couldn't believe it. Hated him. But I want to go back to a point you just made here, Frank Vernuccio here. Arizona, the Jewish population, 1.5%. That could be the game changer in Arizona. Colorado, 1.8%. Game changer. Florida, it's 3%. In Nevada, it's 2.5%. Pennsylvania, 2.3%. Virginia, 1.8%. These are all states that could flip sides. And you look at Nevada, won by Hillary Clinton by 20,000 votes, 76,000 Jewish residents. You assume half would be of voting age, I suppose, right? There's a deal changer. Pennsylvania, you cushion your lead. In Virginia, 150,000 Jewish residents. We'll assume half are of voting age, right? That's a deal changer. In Pennsylvania, 300,000 Jewish residents. I mean, that just seals the deal. And then I look at New Jersey. If other lifelong Democrats and Jewish voters are looking at this and they say, well, Donald Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He did the things that nobody else would do that was promised. New Jersey has almost 600,000 Jewish residents, 6.1%, second only to New York. I don't expect New York to flip with almost 2 million Jewish residents, but New Jersey. I'm going to throw it out there. Look at this. If this continues, because the other thing that my friend said was that it's not just the fact that Ilhan Omar and these folks are saying this. It's that nobody in the Democrat Party is pushing back at all. And she is disgusted by it. Frank, go ahead.
Steve, you're absolutely right. And there is a corollary to that as well. If you look at the unemployment rate for black Americans, it is the lowest it's ever been in history. Economic conditions for blacks have been better under Donald Trump than under any other president. Now, both of these groups are going to vote in larger numbers than ever before for a Republican candidate for president. But you will not hear much about this in public, nor will some of those same people who will vote for Trump tell pollsters that they're doing so. There is an embarrassment factor in saying if you are a Jewish American or if you're a black American that you're voting for a Republican. So we will go into election night, the Monday before the first Tuesday in November of 2020, with polls giving the election solidly to the Democrat candidate, just as they did in 2016. But you will wake up on Wednesday after that first Tuesday finding that Donald Trump has won a fairly significant victory. It'll be just as much a surprise in 2020 as it was in 2016.
November 3rd, 2020. Put it on your calendar. Frank, great work today. I'm glad you reacted to the audible because I knew you could and I knew you would. Frank, always a pleasure.
Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
Frank Vernuccio, Editor-in-Chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that was will keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station. Hey!